Today's feast gives us something of a history lesson. What is all this about temples? Well, the key thing to remember is that there are two temples in the story of the Bible. Two. Their construction and their destruction are significant. The first temple was built by Solomon about 1,000 years before Jesus, and it was beautiful. They had been offering their sacrifice in a tent. They had been keeping the tablets of the Ten Commandments in a tent. It was time to build something that would last forever. Except that it didn't. The reason Ezekiel is writing our first reading today is because the temple was destroyed and almost everyone was exiled out of Jerusalem. He's writing about a future temple. And when they were allowed to go back to Jerusalem, they built a second temple. Not as beautiful as the first, but still a place to offer sacrifice. And shortly before Jesus was born, King Herod wanted to make it even more beautiful. That's why in the gospel they would tell Jesus, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years. It was Herod's reconstruction of the second temple. But that second temple would also be destroyed, this time by the Romans in the year AD 70, less than 40 years after Jesus. All that's left of the temple today in 2025 is the Western Wall, one of the holiest sites for Jews. But the irony here is that Jesus wasn't really talking about either temple. And some would argue neither was Ezekiel. The Catechism sums it up well. It says, because of the resurrection, Christ is the true temple of God, the place where his glory dwells. And so today we celebrate the dedication of the Cathedral of Rome, the Basilica of St. John Lateran, just like we'll celebrate our own dedication a month from today on December 9th. Recognizing that just as the first two temples were used for sacrifice, God chooses the altar of every church throughout the world to make his sacrifice of the cross present in every day and in every place. And it's perfect as we head down the home stretch of our stewardship renewal here at the cathedral to remember that every gift that God has given us, my time, my abilities, my money and possessions, in fact, our very selves are meant to be placed on the altar, figuratively, at Mass, so that Christ may make of us, just as he made of himself, an acceptable gift to the Father.